The Mets get to work early in Queens on Tuesday. Bottom one, there are two men aboard for Neil Walker, who steps in against the shark, Jeff Samardzija.
The infield is back, normal depth, the pitch. There's a bloop into shallow left field. Out comes Nunez, and it drops just in front of his glove, rolls by him, and goes all the way to the wall, and they might run all day. Rivera scores, Bruce around to score, and into third base goes Walker as the center fielder Hernandez finally tracks it down. And it is 2-0 New York. Now the pitch. Swing, there's a high drive into center field, going back quickly. Hernandez at the warning track, at the wall. It goes right over his head and one hops the wall at the 408 marker. Reyes comes around third. He scores. It's a double for Rene Rivera, and it's a 4-0 Mets lead. There's a swing and a high drive into deep left center field. That's really hit deep, still going, and off the wall. Coming around third, Conforto, he'll score. The carom was played by Hernandez. A double for T.J. Rivera, and it is 5-0 Mets. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. A low changeup, and he is looking very strong right now.
Here's a swing and a high, deep drive to right field. This one was crushed, and it is gone. Into the bleachers in that section of Mets fans who all wear orange, and they go nuts. Michael Conforto hit that one a long way. His eighth home run of the year, 6-1 Mets.
And that would be your final from Citi Field. Zach Wheeler gets the win against the team that drafted him back in 2009. The Mets secure the series win. They've won 5 of 6. And the Giants place closer Mark Melancon on the 10-day DL with a mild right pronator strain. This three-game set concludes Wednesday afternoon. Tommy Malone makes his Mets debut against Giants righty Matt Cain.